Our next article is entitled Equal in God's Kingdom. Bodo Evangelical Lutheran Church ordains second woman pastor, commits to gender justice. Cholita Nazari made history last November as the second woman ordained into ministry by the Bodo Evangelical Lutheran Church in Assam, India. She joined the roster 22 years ago after the denomination ordained its first woman. Since the first woman's organization, there were many silent years, Muchihari BELC Bishop said. The church has become a family only with the recognition of women as equal partners in God's vision. Muchihari credits the ELCA-organized 2019 Southeast Asia Conference on Gender Justice in Hyderabad, India, for pushing him and other leaders to advocate for and implement gender justice. The ELCA has been engaged in an accompaniment relationship with this church for 2 years, providing funding for its programs and response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Franklin Ishida, ELCA Director for Asia and the Pacific, said the pathway to gender parity in the global church requires both institutional change and grassroots leadership development. We need change, and at the 2019 conference, many leaders were asked why changes were not being made, he said. We've also seen that the ELCA's Wittenberg Seminars for International Women Leaders empowered women like Reverend Nazari to pursue leadership in their churches. Nazari became a church leader in 2019 after leaving a career in banking for ministry. She attended the 2009 Hyderabad conference and was inspired by those advocating for gender justice. She said, I knew the call of God from my childhood, but due to my parents and others, I could not go for further biblical studies. It took me a long time, many years, and it was really challenging for a girl like me to acknowledge my true vocation. Prior to her ordination in 2020, Nazari served as an evangelist and Sunday school teacher within the church and received training at the Theological College in Mangalore. She currently works as women's coordinator for the Bodo Evangelical Lutheran Church, manages its Silk Research and Development Center, and leads a local parish. Muchihari said Narazari's ordination has paved the way for the BELC to ordain more women. Currently, 6 women are pursuing theological studies in different seminaries in India. What's more, the BELC in its 2021 General Council meeting adopted a resolution to implement 41% gender representation in all its governing bodies in compliance with the Lutheran World Federation's gender justice policy. With the constitutional amendments in BELC, Nazari hopes that many qualified and ordained women will rise up and take critical leadership positions in the church. She said, women have always been in the forefront of Jesus' ministry. I strongly believe that men and women are equal in God's kingdom, both bearing the image of God, and now after experiencing the work that women are also capable of, the church will open the door for other women too.